Please go get Steve Weintraub, the king of jewelry in Tampa Bay area. Why do we get Steve and not Julie? Did she quit us?
Do you want to have Joey come in and do the sparkle since she seems like she doesn't want to do anything today?
Oh, I wasn't firing you from sparkle.
Oh, I don't care. Let Joey go find
you
and
should
put together a sparkle.
Care.
I dare you. You really think Joey could do that?
No, he's good at delivering,
he
not
can
finding.
Read it. Yeah, there you go.
By the way, I was not firing you from sparkle.
Oh, I don't care. Fire me. But
then you're wonderful at sparkle.
But if I'm not reading it, then I'm not putting it together.
Why do we get Steve Weintraub and not Julie Weintraub? What, did she quit us? Did we break up with Julie already?
I can't believe you're asking that question.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Everybody's disappointed, but
I have to tell you,
they're disappointed and nervous.
I'm almost happier because I saw something on the internets today that was quite wonderful. Those working? You need volume? Give them volume on those, Spanish. It is a picture that you posted of you and Radar O'Reilly from MASH.
Gary Berkoff.
Yeah. Now, he lived in the area, right?
Well, a lot of people don't remember the Showboat Dinner Theater, but do you remember the Showboat
Dinner Theater? Was that in Hudson or was it over here?
No, it was right on the corner of Almerton and 40th. Right.
Yes, so it was closed down when I was here.
It was a big showboat, and they had some big acts come in, and that's where we met Gary. Of course, he bought his engagement ring from us, and then he ended up reading some of our spots. But we met Mike Connors. You remember Mannix?
Yes, Mannix, I know. Yeah. When you said Mannix.
This is an oldie show. Yeah.
You can look at this side of the room. They'll have no idea.
Connie Stevens?
Yes.
Sure, Connie Stevens?
She was a pain in the ass.
Was she really?
But we had some, it's like, who's the other guy? Yeah, Hogan's Hero guy that got murdered. What was this guy? Crane.
Crane.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Crane. Bob Crane. He was there as well. So we had some, and they all walk across the street and come into the store. So,
oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So Gary was, he's a very nice guy, him and his wife.
He lived here, though, didn't he? Or he lived in Florida.
Well, somewhere in Florida.
Yeah.
I think he moved to the Keys, and I kind of lost track with him.
I wondered because I'm a huge fan of MASH. It's one of my all-time favorite shows.
Yeah.
And we've had, I think, everybody from MASH on the show except for the guy who lives in Florida.
Really?
Like, Gary's the only guy. We've had Klinger on, we've had Hawkeye, we've had BJ, we've had them all, yeah. Well, anyway,
if I connect with him again, I'll have him come on the show.
Gary Berghoff looks just like Radar, and you look just like Lou Ferrigno. you had big, curly hair,
and
you looked like Lou Ferrigno did in the 70s.
In the picture.
Yeah.
In the picture, yes.
Yeah, in the picture.
Yes, I did, yeah. I was a hippie, kind of, sort of.
Uh-huh.
So, not anymore.
No, now you. Now, because Julie runs a tight ship now.
Yeah.
Steve Weintraub from the Golden Diamond Source is here because he's got a great gift for us. Usually we do stuff on Valentine's Day, but I was like, people are already scrambling enough to find gifts on Valentine's Day.
Well, we make it easy for them.
We've
got our gift card match until the 11th, which is Sunday. So we match your dollars. You come in. You can spend up to $500, and you get $1,000 a piece of fine jewelry. If you want to spend $200, you get a $400. So it's essentially half price up to $1,000.
Most people would say if you're going to give your wife a gift card, you spend $500, much cooler to give her $1,000.
Sure, yeah.
I say if you have a wife and a girlfriend, you just split them up that way.
No
comment. Or two girlfriends or whatever it is. I'm just saying.
That, yeah.
I'm talking to my listeners, not to you.
My wife's probably listening. So
yes. As is mine, I'm sure.
I'm going to plead the fifth.
Right. I'm just saying there's a lot of customers, a lot of jewelry buying guys out there that might be like, I got to take advantage of this. Anyway, Steve is here because they wanted to do something nice for our listeners. And Steve brought a Golden Diamond Source gift certificate to give away to a listener.
$1,000.
There is going to be somebody in our listening audience that gets a nice Golden Diamond Source Valentine's Day gift that has never gotten one worth $1,000 before.
Well, if you haven't been in the store, we have an amazing store. We have over 70 employees in under one roof. We're one of the largest volume family-owned jewelers in the country right here in Clearwater, Florida. My wife hates it when I say Clearwater, Florida, because she thinks that people think it's on the beach. It's
right on the line.
We're on a feather sound. We're 10 minutes from Tampa. In fact, we did a TV spot that it took 10 minutes from the West Shore area to get to our store. So,
yeah.
But the address is Clearwater. So
I lived in Feather Sound for years, and it is the most convenient place to live because you are 5 minutes from here and 5 minutes from there, from St. Pete, from Tampa. You're right over the bridge.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I've been a longtime customer.
Yes, you have.
We've had a great relationship business-wise, but as a customer, I've been a longtime customer. This is why I can honestly put my reputation on and tell my listeners I've never... I go in there, and they already know this is a guy that's got some money, and they never try to upsell me on anything. I go in there and I say, I want to find something for my wife, and they'll show me three different price ranges of things. And if I say I don't want the most expensive one, they never try to make me feel. They go, okay, great, we'll get you that one. That's one thing that I love, because I know our listeners are hardworking people, and they're mm-hmm. taking the money that they have mm-hmm. and bringing it in there, and they're worried about somebody going to try and pressure them. It never happens.
No intimidation.
No,
we our jewelry speaks for itself. You come in, our people are trained just like Julie trains them. My wife is, as you know, is an amazing person.
Yeah.
And it's all their reflection of her, and we treat people like their family.
Yeah, they're really a nice bunch of people that you have working over there, and your kids are there, and super helpful. And the best part about it is, for a guy like me, you would think at 46 years old I might have learned something, but I don't know nothing about jewelry. I actually walked in one time and asked Maze. I said, "Hey, what's popular? I don't know. How am I supposed to know what's popular?" And she said, "This is what everybody's getting right now." I said, "Great, I'll take it." And she was dead on.
Yeah.
So they'll help you out that way too.
No, they're well trained, and we treat you like family. But can I just mention today also, aside from the gift card match, we have a charity called Hands Across the Bay, which my wife founded about 9 years ago.
Yes.
And we have a blood drive today for a young boy. He's, I think, 8 or 9 years old now, Logan Hook, who has an incurable blood disease, and he needs a transfusion at least once a month. So between 10 and 3, if you come out and donate blood, one blood will be out there with their truck. We give you a $50 gift certificate.
Just for donating blood?
Yes, just for donating blood for Logan. So
wow.
It's today only, between 10 and 3. Please come out and help Logan.
Listen, you don't want to wait until Wednesday to do your Valentine's Day shopping.
Oh, God,
so
no.
Get out today, get a chance to go over and take a look around, donate some blood. Get your gift card, and then you can use the whole weekend to buy something over there.
You got it.
That's great of you guys.
We're open 7 days a week. We're open on Sunday, so we look forward to seeing everybody out there. Me and Julie are always there, and we love meeting our customers and saying hi. And
I rolled up in there on Christmas Eve before. Trust me, I know what you're doing.
Hurry. We never close.
Yeah. All right, what we're going to do is, now we play Sporkle once a day, every day, at about 6:30 in the morning. 90% of our audience never gets to hear it, so we're going to do it now. It's a very bitter competition between the three of us. Carmen is the administrator. Joey is our backup judge. And Steve Weintraub. Steve can add to the judging today. What we do is we'll go to the phone lines and play for somebody that we are going to win for. Galvin, you pick first.
I'm going to win again today for line 5.
It would be again today.
Yeah.
Good morning. Who is this?
David.
David, what do you got? You got a girlfriend, wife?
I got a wife.
All right, Galvin's playing for you. If you win, you get a $1,000 gift ticket to the Golden Diamond Source.
Let's go, Galvin.
Yeah. We got it. Don't worry about it.
Hold on. Spanish?
Line 3, please.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is Chuck.
Oh, I almost hung up on you. Lower your radio. What do you got, Chuck? Girlfriend, wife, mother, sister? What are you buying?
My mom.
His mom.
Oh, Spanish. Very nice.
You're adorable,
sir.
Sorry,
Chuck.
Hold on. Spanish is playing for you. I'll take line 1. Hi, who is this?
Mike.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm good, yourself?
Who are you going to buy jewelry for?
My wife.
How long have you been married?
5 years.
5, so you guys are still, like, doing it a lot and stuff?
Yeah.
You guys got any kids?
2 kids.
All right, yeah, so you want to look like super dad. All right, hold on. I got this for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, so it's Galvin versus me in Spanish. Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle. Galvin, let's do a little Sporkle action. There we go. Carmen, what are we playing today?
Today we're going to play, can you name the J words that complete these sayings and phrases?
Ooh. All right. Yes, I can.
Very simple.
Joe, you coming in to judge? Is he in there?
He's on his way.
There he is.
Slow moving.
All right. It moves so quick, Steve, that sometimes we need a backup judge to help us out.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
All right, J words. Of all trades.
Jack.
Check.
Spanish. On the bandwagon.
Jump. No?
No.
Jack on the...
Jumping on the bandwagon. You got to complete
you
that.
You don't want to jack on the bandwagon.
No.
Get arrested.
Something down someone's throat.
Jam.
Ooh, Galvin.
Hi.
Mm-hmm. Mary and Joseph.
Jesus.
Mike. A... of 1,000 miles.
Jack.
Oh,
begins
journey.
With a journey. Yes. A cup of
Joe.
Galvin. Thanks.
Really?
Yes.
I'm going third base on that.
A rich man's is always funny.
Joke.
Yeah. A social warrior.
Justice.
Spanish. Against one's better.
Judgment.
Mike. Caught with one's hand.
Jar.
Galvin.
No!
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Joseph. You knew. You knew on that one. You knew on that one.
Cool ones.
Jets.
Spanish. Doesn't have a bone in their body.
Jealous.
Spanish. Don't a book by its cover.
Josh. You know who pays the bills.
Ridiculous.
I was good.
Yeah.
Don't give up your day.
Job.
Mike.
Don't say like you're disappointed.
We're halfway there.
If you score right now, Galvin is in last with 3. I am in second with 4. Michael is leading by 2 with a total of 6.
Okay. This guy's picking on his diamonds already.
Get ones flowing.
Juices.
Galvin.
There you go.
Get out of free card.
Who? What?
Get out of free card.
Jail.
Mike. If you can't beat them.
Join.
Join.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got it too. Yeah, you said join them, but okay.
Yeah, I got the word.
Nope.
Thank you.
I got it first.
No, you didn't. The judge would agree with
you. You're ridiculous, son. You don't even know what's going on. You don't even know what room you're in right now.
Don't be intimidated. Don't be intimidated.
Turn your mic up really loud. Turn mine down. Yell at Joey.
Oh, yeah. I'm turning mics down.
I already won once today.
Go ahead. Yeah, it didn't count. There we go.
All right. It'll be a cold day in...
Jail.
July.
Cold day, yes, in July. Galvin. It's what the doctor ordered.
Just...
Galvin.
That was a sympathy judgment.
He says.
All right. Moving on, boys. It's a act.
Just.
It's a act.
Judgment.
It's a juggling.
Juggling.
Act.
Man, I love to juggle.
It's a out there.
Jungle.
Galvin. Like nailing to the wall.
Jello.
Like nailing juice.
Jelly.
That's what I was looking for. One's pride and... One's pride and...
Joy.
Joy. Oh. Put a plug in the...
jug.
Is that right? Put a plug in the jug?
Old EA.
I'm going to do that on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, plug the jug.
Okay. I'm going to jack on the bandwagon.
Okay. Slower than molasses in?
January.
Spanish.
Why is molasses slower in January?
Because it's cold.
Because it's cold.
Cold condenses things.
I learned that in science.
Hector told me.
Snatch someone from the of death.
Jaws.
Galvin.
What's the score now?
We're on the final 3.
Oh, man.
I am in last with 6. Michael is in second with 8. Galvin is leading by 1 with a total
man.
Of 9.
All right.
Last for $1,000 gift card from the Golden Diamond Source.
Last 3. Something to one's memory.
Jog.
Spanish.
If you screw this up for me, I'm going to kill you.
Man.
Why don't you just stay out of it?
Because I can tie.
Yeah.
Oh, could you?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you had 3.
I could with it. Yeah, just go.
Yeah.
Pip
okay.
It.
The is still out.
Jury. Slams the door.
Galvin. And the last one. The end. The meeting.
Justifies.
Yes.
I was too deflated on that last one. What are you, the Cosmos?
Do we count that towards the year totals?
Yes,
yeah,
of course.
Right?
Yeah. Sparkle. Another game of Sparkle.
By the way, that's 3 in a row.
That's a streak.
Easy.
What do we got? What's the score?
Final score. I was in last with 7. Michael in second with 8. And Galvin dominated. Total of 11.
You're ridiculous.
Yeah.
Who did you play for?
I played for the guy that I played for.
You did.
I don't remember his name.
Congratulations. What line is David on?
Five.
You're the man, Galvin.
Yeah, yeah, buddy. Galvin.
Congratulations, David.
Hey, Mike. Me and my wife are the ones that got married on your first cruise.
Hey.
Wow, right on.
Are you guys still married?
Yeah, this is
going to
be our 11th anniversary when we go on this cruise.
Holy cow. Good for you, sir. All right, well, hold on. You get a nice gift for Valentine's Day, courtesy of the Golden Diamond Source.
$1,000 gift card.
Calvin.
Thanks, buddy.
So what are you going to get? What do you think you're going to get?
Something nice.
If I were you, I wouldn't even tell her. I'd just go buy a watch. Hold on, buddy. Hold on. If you're looking to spend some money on Valentine's Day, you got to buy a gift. Get spend up to $500. You get a Golden Diamond Source match card. That goes till when?
Sunday.
11, Sunday. 11. So you got to get in there this weekend.
That's right.
And double up your money. I don't know why you wouldn't take advantage of that. And if you're out and about today, go to the Golden Diamond Source, 3800 Omerton Road, and you can give blood to help out a young child today. And just for doing that, you'll get a $50 gift card to the Golden Diamond Source. Thank you, and thank Julie and everybody so much for doing that and helping out the listeners. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for not getting me in trouble, too.
No, I'm good. Julie's the one we like to freak out. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back and wrap things up. It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.